So I get a funny question. Actually, it's a pretty serious question that I, that I hear from time to time. But I get it pretty often from people, is questions that have to do with somehow that I've got some special pipeline to God because I'm a pastor. It's like, you know, could you pray for me? I really need, you know, some guidance on this issue, you know. And it's like, I would love to pray for you, and of course I'll pray for you, but you have as much access as I do to hearing God's voice. And it's something I thought, you know, let's do a whole message series on the voice of God and learning and practicing to hear God's voice in our lives. And I was trying to think of something fun to call it, and that little show that's out there really, you know, used a great name that's perfect for a message series. So we're going to be talking about the voice, the most important voice in our lives over the next several weeks, and what it means to really learn to recognize God's voice and how it shows up in a variety of ways in our lives. But I thought it would be kind of fun to play a little game to get us in the mood for really hearing God's voice. And so you guys got to really tune your ears a little bit here. And I'm going to ask you to see, and you can get help from the people around you, or just shout out your answers. As soon as you kind of recognize that voice that you're hearing. And so most of you guys have probably heard these voices. So I've got to be a little cagey here the way this is set up. Okay. You guys ready? Okay, here's the first voice.
Hey, Chris, I caught you boys in breakfast. Sorry.
Okay.
Jeanette.
Yes.
All right, good job. So good job. You guys got Samuel L. All right. Okay. Good ears out there. All right. Yeah. It wasn't easy finding a good clip there, but.
And like all these added slides to put that.
Yeah, I gotta. Believe me, this is the only way this would work. Okay. Next one. You ready?
I put my pants on just like the rest of them.
Oh, that came quick.
Nice move.
Except once my pants are on.
Good job. So, you need to hear that again. Everybody heard that one? Did that come through? Okay. Yeah, that's good. So everybody got Christopher Walken? Okay. All right.
More cowbell.
So more cowbell. Okay. Here's the next one. I can't remember which ones these are. So I'm. Who's the guy? Joe Pesci. Oh, there's a young Joe Pesci. All right. Okay. Let's see. Who's next? Ready?
We all
my favorite when he plays Bleeding Gums McGee on that symphony. But so okay, fun still. You want more? You want to do this every week? I thought it would be kind of fun to do a few voices every week before we get into the message. And so, you know what? I did a little research. I mean, I've been kind of into this topic, obviously, in the last week. Send me your suggestions. Because, like, for instance, there was a top 20 most recognizable voices of all time. And one of the parts of the article was there was only one female voice on that list. Kind of weird. It was kind of, and so, but I will have some female entries next. And do you know who it was? You got to go back to the 80s. Remember, I can't do her voice, but it was like Fran Drescher, was that her? Which you got a very recognized, but she was the only one. And so, I know, ladies, come on, you need some better representation there. And so, the voice, hearing God in a noisy world, because we do have a noisy world. And I think a lot of us probably have a hard time really thinking that God would talk to me. You know, does God even still talk? I mean, we hear about, you know, those stories in the Bible where God seems like he's talking all the time. Well, does he even still do that? And today I want to really answer the question in a very loud yes, he does, and explore the ways he has spoken. And each week we want to talk about a way, you know, that we can really lean in and learn how to distinguish and discern God's voice in our lives. And so as we get into that, I want to share a few passages that talk about God's talking. And I love how the first chapter of the book of Hebrews talks about this. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In other words, we got to see him face to face. He came in person. But the way it describes, we've got this whole heritage, the writer of Hebrews is saying, about how God spoke in so many diverse, colorful, interesting, this variety of ways. Every, you know, from the burning bush story with Moses and how he spoke through the Ark of the Covenant. And I know you're all looking confused about the giant loaf of bread, but it's one of my favorite little stories in the Old Testament. The Israelite nation is going up against one of their formidable enemies, and they're under attack. It seems like they always are, and they're very stressed. They're completely outnumbered by their enemy, and they're shaking in their boots about what's going to happen. But one of the Israelites gets this dream the night before from God. This giant loaf of bread is going to crush the enemy's camp. It just like kind of slides off this hillside. It's just this kind of funny, comical dream, but it's one of those, you know, sometimes we have these kind of strange dreams, you know, and sometimes the more strange, maybe there's a little meaning behind those. You know, we see this pop up all through the Bible through dreams and visions. Anyway, it's one of my favorite stories about the giant loaf of bread. But it totally started telling everybody, you know, it's going to be okay. We're God's with us. I had this dream. Don't ask me exactly what the dream was, but I know it's going to be good, you know. And so, but there's this incredible, fun variety of ways that God has spoke in the past. But he speaks in all kinds of ways. He speaks through the written word, through the Bible. He speaks to us through other people in our life that are following God closely. He speaks to us in that those strong feelings sometimes we get that'll stop us in our tracks. It can be dreams and visions. It can be an audible voice. It can be through angels. And there's so many stories out there. And later on today, I'm going to throw out an invitation, because I would love to hear any of your stories. because sometimes, because the stories are out there, I know they're out there, but sometimes we're shy to, well, people are going to think I'm crazy, you know, or this, you know, question, did this really happen? And so, but just like when we shared our miracle stories last year about the way God has done miracles in our lives, it was so uplifting and encouraging to hear, you know, all these miracle stories in each other's lives to kind of boost our confidence that, okay, God is still working miracles. Well, let's do that again with God is still talking. God is speaking to His people. And so we're going to talk more about that. Through life's circumstances, God can often, you know, speak very loudly and clearly. The question is, okay, how do we discern that? How do we hear what God is saying to me, and what does that mean? And what does God, when he is talking, what is he talking about? And often it's direction in life. Often it's hearing forgiveness, wisdom. It can be truth. It can be a warning, you know, to not go further in a certain direction that you're going, or to stop a certain behavior. It could be an encouragement. Yes, you are on the right track. Continue on. An insight, a correction. You're close, but you need to consider this. And so, but God is speaking. And I love the way the book, The Power of a Whisper, puts this. And years ago, I was part of a small group that went through this book on learning how to hear more closely from God. But it's not just for, hearing from God isn't just for those Bible heroes. The same God who whispered a word to them wants to help direct your every step too. Just like the kings and prophets and apostles who have gone before us, you and I can hear straight from God. And all I want to try to do today is to try to convince you that that's true. That you can hear straight from God. And in fact, it's something that God wants you to believe and to experience probably more than anything else. Because it's so important to Him that we have as close of a friendship and relationship as possible. And how can you have a friendship or any type of relationship with somebody if you're not hearing from them? If you're not communicating? Communication is such a key part of any relationship. And so, if I do my job today, if you'll walk out of here really believing and starting to live in a way, if you haven't already, on expecting to hear God speaking to you on a daily basis throughout every day. Because that's always been God's plan. He has always planned an ongoing conversation to have with us. And Jesus makes that very clear. In His last time with His closest friends, He wants them to know, even though He's going away, the conversation, the personal talks aren't going to stop. All this I've spoken while still with you. Jesus has just, you know, had a long monologue with the disciples. But the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And the incredible gift of being in a relationship with God is that God sends His Holy Spirit into our lives to continue the conversation. And for us to have this one-on-one personal access to the God of the universe at any given time. It doesn't have to be a Sunday at church. It doesn't have to be, you know, in any sort of a spiritual setting. Wherever you are is a spiritual setting now, because you carry the Holy Spirit inside you. Jesus promised that. He said, when you abide in me, me and my Father abide in you. We actually start living inside you. And you will hear. The Holy Spirit lives inside you, and you will hear. And He is talking. And what we find out is we have a very talky God. God is not a silent God. He has a lot to say. And He has much to say to each of us. The question is, can we recognize His voice and what He is saying? I like the way Jesus puts it in John 10. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep, and the sheep listen to His voice. He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. When He has brought out all His own, He goes on ahead of them, and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. And it's kind of fun that Jesus, uses this shepherd and sheep analogy, because we find out we've got a lot in common with sheep. Now, sheep get a little bit of a bad rap. We kind of, say that they're kind of dumb, and kind of thick, and they're really not. They're pretty sharp, gifted little guys. But they do have some interesting quirks and flaws that many of us can relate to. And we read these sad stories about hundreds of sheep following each other off of cliffs because that seems to be where everybody's going, because one slipped off, and a couple followed, and nobody was there. The shepherd wasn't around to call him back, call the herd back into safety. And they tend to wander off, and they tend to just follow the herd. And a lot of times we can do that. But they are very good at recognizing voices. And they do pick up, and in fact, some of the agencies, I was reading a couple articles about this, people that, many sheep that are headed for slaughter, they never get a name. They just kind of have a number. But sometimes they're pulled away by different groups, and so they get off the path to slaughter, and they're just part of a farm or a family or a home, and they learn a name very, very quickly. It's like they're in order to survive, they've had to really learn how to recognize a voice. But it's really interesting. They found that even if they don't, say you went to visit a sheep somewhere and you were just there maybe for a day, you could come back like a couple months later and they would still pick up on your voice. And so sheep just have this neat little gift on being able to recognize especially the voices that care for them. And so Jesus tells us that, we will recognize His voice. It's like He's expecting us to tune in. It shouldn't be a surprise that He's talking. He wants to be heard. He wants us to pick up on His audible direction in our life. And so how do we learn to recognize that voice and tune in? Sometimes it can be a challenge, because it's frustrating. We think, okay, well, God's not speaking to me, and He's silent. But when we look at, what we fill up our days with each day, I mean, do we allow Him any room to speak into our lives with all the noise and distraction that's coming into our lives? And you don't have to try to fill up your day with all. I mean, it just comes. I mean, where it takes a lot of work and intentionality is to carve out space for a little conversation. Well, I want to read you a little story that is kind of the main story. And each week, I kind of want to share a story from the Bible that encourages us to kind of rearrange how we listen and how we live, to tune in better to God's voice. And there's some good advice we can get from an old priest named Eli in the Old Testament. And it's a story about a young boy, actually, named Samuel. Now, Samuel has an interesting story to him. He grew up in the temple with the priests because his mom was so grateful and so thankful, his mother Hannah, that God would finally allow her to have a child. She dedicated him fully to God's work. And when he was of a certain age, you know, when he didn't need to be, you know, attached to mom's hip all the time, she took him to Eli's chair and he grew up with the priests in the temple. And so one night, as a very young boy, you can picture Samuel probably 4 or 5 years old. This is what happens. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. And there's a reason for that. It had to do a little bit with Eli's sons who weren't living up to their calling very well. But one night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord. And so every day they would light the candles on the lamp of God and just let them burn out till the end of the night. Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. And so this is the tabernacle area. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" And he wakes up old Eli. And, you know, and Eli is just kind of like, oh, you know, this kid's still a little homesick, you know, and kind of brushes him off and said, "I didn't call you. You just had a dream. Just like, you know, go back to sleep." And all of us who, you know, have young kids kind of know that feeling, you know, just kind of, all right, get back in bed. Maybe you got to go tuck him in or whatever. So Samuel went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "My son," Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and just shut up and go to bed. Get out of here." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me?" Then Eli realized something was going on, that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." There's a couple of interesting things that I hope you catch in this little story. First of all, Samuel, who eventually does grow up to be quite the Bible hero, you know, and prophet of God, and quite the amazing figure. But he's just a kid. He's got no track record with God. He's got nothing special, you know, going on. I mean, he even said, you know, that God, this was totally brand new to him. And he's a little kid. He's not some ordained minister or somebody, you know, that's like this incredible, you know, spiritual giant or whatever. We kind of create these illusions for people who are kind of spiritual heroes in our life. He's just this kid. He's, you know, that God, you know, calls and talks to him. It's just this very powerful, you know, message that God can and will and wants to talk to anyone and everyone. And so here's this young boy, you know, and especially, you know, you young men and women that are hanging out with us here today. I really was glad that we kind of switched up things so you guys could be here, because I really want you guys especially to hear this message that God, you don't have to be a certain age for God to talk to you. And so God is speaking to you. And you may not yet know that, just like Samuel didn't yet learn how to pick up on God's voice. But it's really important to me that especially those of you who are younger, learn this truth now and really start working on learning to hear God's voice in your life sooner than later. Because it gets tougher the older you get to to really, you know, tune in and learn, because we kind of get a little stuck in our ways. And that's something that's always a challenge for us, no matter what age we're at, is to learn new things that God wants us to experience in our lives. And so God is already speaking to all of you. It's almost like a radio broadcast. I mean, the broadcast is on. It's not like it starts and stops and all that. God's voice is alive and active through His Holy Spirit in each and every one of you. The question is, are you dialed in? Do you realize where the voice is coming from and how to listen to it? What station to turn to? You know, and how to listen to that broadcast coming from God. And the cool thing is, it's always there. He's always available to hear. Do you guys believe this? I mean, it's kind of a mind blower. But it's absolutely true. So great advice from old Eli. Speak, for your servant is listening. And this is, if nothing else, this is the one thing I hope you take away this week, is this line. Speak, for your servant is listening. I almost want you to, you know, write it down 100 times, you know, kind of like when Bart gets in trouble at school for something and he's gotta write, you know, something all over and over, you know, to make sure he's got that lesson and it gets ingrained in him. And so, speak, for your servant is listening. Say it over and over and over. Say it in different ways. Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. Let's do it together. Let's say this thing 3 times together. Because what I hope that will encourage you to do is it'll get in your head this week, just like a song can get in your head and catch you when you're feeling in a certain way. It'll come into your mind and your heart and trigger wanting to listen to God. Right now, all day, I've had a certain ZZ Top song in my head. It was their opening song last night at the concert I got to go to. So I'm still got that riff in my head. So let's get this riff in our heads for this week. So say it with me. Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. I don't know if you've ever read any Philip Yancey. He's kind of almost a modern day C.S. Lewis in a lot of ways. But I love how he puts it here. I know the Lord is speaking to me when I stop listening to the sounds from the world that feed my sense of pride and ambition. Instead, I fall quiet, tune into God's great world around me, and actively listen. Sometimes nature speaks, telling me of God's majesty and glory. Sometimes God's word speaks, reminding me of what God wants me to know. And sometimes the Spirit speaks, awakening my conscience, reminding me of failures, stirring my compassion and sense of justice, aligning me with God's will. I cannot control the voice of God or how it comes. I can only control my ears, my readiness to listen, and quickness to respond. But the truth is, God is speaking. Are we taking the time and what it takes to position ourselves to open our ears and to let His words ring into our minds, into our hearts, into our ears? But here I hope you'll do this week. If you've heard from God, and next week I'm going to share my one audible that I've ever had. But most of the times when I hear from God, it's through this strong, you know, overwhelming feeling, you know, sense that, you know, it's like this heart level whisper. But it can come through, you know, a variety of ways. How have you heard God speak in your life? Shoot me an email. It'd be fun to hear some stories and share those with the church family as we kind of go along the way and talk each week about how we can better hear God, how we can shut out the noise around us and really, really hear more closely from Him and feel that confidence and security by building that line of communication with Him, knowing that we don't have to, you know, kind of, you know, live in that kind of wonder and doubt and worry. You know, is God close? Does He even care? Does He know what's going on? And actually hear directly from Him. Because He wants to talk to you. And I love this line. It's one of the last lines we get in the New Testament that's in red letters. And it's from the book of Revelation. When, you know, it's again, the Apostle John heard from God in this very dramatic vision. And in parts of that vision, Jesus is specifically speaking. And He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." And what that means in that one little short invitation is, I'm here. I'm talking. And He doesn't say, if anybody hears my knock. He says, if anybody hears my voice. He's basically knocking on your life and saying, hey, can you come out and play? Can I come in and spend time with you? And in Middle Eastern culture, boy, you just have to, you know, come over to my mom sometime and realize that a meal isn't just about eating. It's about talking and living, and you know, that's what's so fun about when we do a meal here at church. It's not just to grab, get some food, but food always brings us together. It connects us. It's a social event. And we talk while we eat. And it's this great gift that God has given us, is to socialize that way. We have a social talky God that wants to spend time with you, that wants to say much to you and hear much from you. And so you're invited into this ongoing conversation with your best friend, the God of the universe. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. So He started the conversation. Will you enter into it and carry it on also? I sure hope so. Heavenly Father, thank You that we can converse, that we're invited in, that you expect us to be a part of this, that you want into our lives, into our hearts. You want in through that door, and that all we need to do is open it up, and we've got this lifelong conversation because You've given us Your Holy Spirit. That's this incredible line of direct communication to the God of the universe, our best friend. And so how can we take advantage of that? Please, Lord, I just pray for all of us that we would just declare throughout every day, speak, for Your servant is listening. We believe that You have much to say, and without Your voice in our lives, we're lost. We're just wandering sheep that will just keep going and going, you know, wherever, without a whole bunch of thought. We need Your guidance. We need Your voice shepherding our lives. And so, Heavenly Father, I just pray that Your voice is what would be heard most clearly and above all the other chatter that's coming at us all day long. And so, Heavenly Father, speak, for Your servants are listening. Pray in Your name. Amen. Well, Keith and Claire and Michael lead us in some more worship.